BP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Mixed messages from President Trump Monday about the path ahead in the Iran war. Sagar Meghani has the latest.
The president held no public events, but in a series of interviews and social media posts, he alternated between saying he's in no rush to end the war and showing confidence there will be more talks with Iran this week, between expressing optimism a deal might be reached soon and warning lots of bombs will go off if there is not one before the two-week ceasefire ends Wednesday.
51 days into this war, and Donald Trump still does not have an objective, a strategy, an exit plan.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer notes Iran has not even committed to more talks. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
More details about a Louisiana father who shot and killed his seven children and another child while wounding his wife and another woman Sunday morning. Authorities say he died after a police pursuit that ended in gunfire. The man and his wife were separating and due in court Monday. In North Carolina, police say a planned fight among teens escalated into a shooting that left two boys dead and five other people injured. And Mike Campen reports Laurie Chavez de Remer is out as labor secretary.
The departure follows multiple allegations of her abusing her power, including having an affair with a subordinate and drinking on the job. White House Communications Director Stephen Chung confirms the move, saying Chavez de Remer has done a, quote, phenomenal job. Her deputy, Keith Sonderling, will become the acting secretary. Chavez de Remer is the third Trump cabinet member to leave the administration. Reports began surfacing in January that she was under investigation. Since then, at least four Labor Department officials have been forced from their jobs. Mike Hempen, Washington.
This is AP News. A trend in the whiskey business. Julie Walker has the story.
Women are taking leading roles in the traditionally male-dominated U.S. whiskey industry. Megan Ireland, using her chemical engineering expertise to become the chief blender at Whistle Pig Whiskey in Vermont.
The joke is, like, it's not your granddad's drink anymore. That female side has really kind of been pushed over the past 10 years.
In Kentucky, Judy Hollis-Jones is the CEO of Buzzard's Roost Whiskey.
I grew up at a time when we as women were struggling to get into senior positions. So I was very accustomed early in my career to being the only woman in a room.
Actually, women are not new to whiskey production. In the 1800s, they managed distilleries in Kentucky where Catherine Carpenter recorded the first known recipe for sour mash, which is now the most common style of American whiskey. I'm Julie Walker.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.